Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to conference call of Motherson Sumi Systems Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sehgal.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all the analysts and investors who have joined us today. First of all, a very happy New Year to all of you, and I pray and hope that all of you are keeping safe in these uncertain times. We are very excited to join you today to discuss the next chapter of the Motherson story, which we call Motherson 2.0. We are bringing all the Motherson together by simplifying our group structure at the behest of all the investors and also my specialists, my analyst friends. An improved structure will help us to grow further, create greater synergies, and be of more value to our stakeholders. We would like to thank the shareholders for their immense support in approving this transaction. We had an overwhelmingly positive response to this transaction, with over 99.4% of the shareholders voting in favor of this in April 21. In this journey, we are going from one listed company, Motherson Sumi Systems, to two. Somewhat in Motherson International, which we in short call SAMIN, and Motherson Sumi Wiring India, which we call MSWIL. We have a good track record of providing returns to our shareholders with a 34% CAGR return since listing in 1993. The best is yet to come. Each of these companies have a very bright future with exciting growth opportunities. In fact, we have grown 35% year on year for the last 28 years. Vaman?
Hi, Saba. So, SAMIN is already one of the largest auto component companies in the world with nearly $9 billion in revenues USD last year. With the restructuring, SAMIN will now own 100% of SMRP BV and still hold 33% of MSWIL, thereby being able to gain benefits from the best of both worlds. In addition, the new non-automotive divisions like aerospace, health and medical, logistics, IT services will all come into SAMIL as well. India continues to be a primary market for us and accounted for 20% of revenues in H1. Profit-wise, the share was a bit higher at 40%, which unlike many of you believe is less than 20%. In addition, there are businesses such as lighting and electronics, precision metals and IT services, which are also very much India-based and focused. We believe SAMIL is well positioned to benefit from the global megatrends such as the automotive electrification across our product portfolio. Sales for EVs are already over 1,100 crores in H1, which is about 3% of our global revenue. In addition, we have won orders for EVs across all our key business lines. Overall, we are very confident that we will keep reaching new heights. With this, I will hand over to Mr. Mittal to discuss MSWIL.
Thank you, Vaman sir. Motherson Sumi Wiring India, MSWIL, as we call it, will be an India-focused joint venture with Sumitomo-san to provide the latest and most relevant products locally in an expanding and fast-changing market. It draws from a strong parentage from both SWS and SAMIL for access to technology, market insight, and localization strengths built over several years. Our wiring harness business in India is a great example of increasing content per vehicle. It is well positioned to gain from industry megatrends, including the transition towards electrification. The revenues have increased 400 times in the last 11 years when car production is up 40% in the same period. It has carved its position as the most trusted partner with its customer. It has and will continue to invest in people, technology, and facilities ahead of time to remain aligned with future needs and continue its efforts to remain the most preferred partner of our customers. I hand over to Kamsat now.
Thank you, Pankaj. With Motherson 2.0, we are ready to continue our mission to be a preferred solution provider for our customers in a rapidly changing, unpredictable world. With deep faith in our ability to shine, at the same time, we have our leverage levels firmly under control with an ability to tap into both debt and equity markets as need arises, which makes us well positioned for growth, both organically and inorganically. Overall, we firmly believe that the best is yet to come. I hand over back to the MC for any questions and answers if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and wish you a very happy new year. My question was on the new businesses that you have talked about, lighting and electronics, precision metal and modules, and some of the other ones like aerospace, logistics, health and medical, etc. So if you could just talk about from your point of view when we look at Vision 2025, where for SAMIL we see the highest revenue potential, and I do understand you are looking at inorganic opportunity as well, so you can give some color on that you know, whether you are including that or not.
Our targets for the group already include all the companies together, so whether it is MSWIL or it is SAMIL or even those which are not part of Motherson Sumi's first one, Motherson Sumi Systems Limited. But yes, I think we are very excited that the inorganic opportunities are increasing dramatically. As you see, the COVID has carried on now for the second year. In fact, the third year has already started. And we still don't see the end to this particular happening. So I think, Motherson will get today a lot of opportunities for acquisitions also. But also the growth per vehicle will continue in SAMIL for sure. But Weilinghans is, as Pankaj already alluded to, the electrification, the Weilinghans is for hydrogen fuel or whatever is your fancy, those particular things, we have this relevant technology together with Sumitomo San. So I think we will do quite well on that. Pankaj, Vaman, would you like to add something to this?
No, you covered it. Yes, go ahead, Vaman.
Yeah, I think Baba covered most of it. I just think that For the new businesses as well, we've already announced for acquisition in aerospace, and we have to also be cognizant that we've gone through a major restructuring. Now that the restructuring, everything has been done, we've pretty much cleared the path for us to grow in these new verticals. And like Papa said, the best is yet to come, and now we are kind of very free to go after some of these opportunities. And of course, we can only go through with them if we find those opportunities with the 40% growth.
Okay, so and if you could talk about one of the acquisitions that we have already done, SIM Tools, If you could give some color on what is the vision with which we have done this acquisition, what is the potential and valuation possible over here?
Sorry, are you talking about CIM? CIM?
Yes, that's right, sir.
Okay. Vaaman, can you take that?
Sure. But we had a specific call on that when we announced this acquisition. It was our first step into this aerospace division, and we said it's very important for us to showcase to our customers that we are serious about this. And this is our, again, our first acquisition that we have done, which creates the path for much larger ones to happen in the future, and also to establish ourselves as existing suppliers with the large aerospace players. We believe that in the 5-year period, we can grow this business substantially and also deliver a 40% growth. More will be disclosed once this acquisition is closed.
Okay, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jay Kale from Elara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for taking my question and wish you a very happy new year. So my first question is regarding one of the slides on wiring harness of Stamell, where you mentioned that you have got orders on the EV buses as well as passenger vehicles in India. You know, global EV buses, we understand that Stamell would have got it through PKC. But just to understand on the passenger vehicle cars in India, shouldn't that be happening through DWH, or is it that you've written that in the Stamell portion because you have a proportionate share in DWH as well, and then DWH would have got those orders? If you can just clarify your way forward for EV passenger cars in India for the wiring harness piece, through which entity would they be getting an order?
Pankaj, can you take this?
Yes. It's MS World for India, and you're right that when we consolidate it in a way, when we put it up, it is as the whole company, and since it's on 33% by Sample. So that's the reason why it is put together.
Understood. Fair point. And just on the second portion, you know, also you mentioned that on the mirrors business, you have a one-third, more than one-third market share in the EV side of it as of today. So if you can just provide some color that, you know, this would be a little higher than your current ICE market share in the mirror side, right? I mean, you would be having around 24-25% odd market share, if I'm not wrong, on the ICE side of it historically. So, you know, what differently are you doing on the EV space, or is it just too early to conclude that you will continue to have such a high market share on the EV space since, you know, there are more, you know, OEMs coming into this space, or there are some different solutions that you all are supplying to the EV side of it, because of which you all are able to garner higher than your company average market share for the EV side of it? You could speak a little bit upon that.
I think you're answering the question also yourself. So are you giving us options? Are we playing KBC or what? Look, on the lighter side. But I think what is important for you to understand is that there are a lot of new players that have come. And that's why the market share might seem to be different. But I'd still give it back to my expert commentator, Mr. Vaaman Sehgal. Can you take this? Or Rajak? Vaaman?
Yeah, I can take it, Rajat, if you want to add anything, please do add. Definitely, we were one of the first movers to supply to the electric vehicle manufacturers. It was a key focus of ours because we also knew that, you know, they'd be more open to introducing a lot of new technologies. So we have definitely been there since the start, and we are growing. So definitely, as the other car makers are catching up and introducing more electric, you've seen SMRP, BVs, order book also. In the high 20s for electric vehicles. So, you know, this will continue to change as the electric gears up. But definitely we have a very attractive portfolio for the electric manufacturers, and that's why we have already have a head start in there. And we aim to continue to lead that segment.
Yeah, so maybe I can add a little bit from here. Thanks. This is Rajat here. So Look, I think as Vaman said, definitely we had the first mover advantage. We are there within the largest electric car makers. And we are also adding more and more new EV OEMs into our portfolio. I think that is a continuous pipeline that we have. So we have gone out there, taken the contracts, delivered, because there are different expectations of these OEMs as well. They don't have the technical capability to deliver the design themselves. So they're looking at people who can do it for them. There are also different requirements that they want to bring more features and more content, because they want to create differentiation. I think that is again somewhere where SMR can add a lot of value. So all of these factors are coming together to reflect these numbers, what you see in our current market share, and also the order book that we have.
I understand. Great. Thanks and all the best. I'll come back in the queue for more questions.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from NK Global. Please go ahead. Raghunandan, may I request you to unmute your line from your side and go ahead with the question, please?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was to Pankaj, sir. Sir, continuing on the question for the EV wiring harness business, can you provide some color on the EV orders for the wiring harness won by company in India passenger vehicles? I mean, currently there are only handful, three OEMs who are selling EVs. Are we catering to all? What is the initial thoughts about the kind of content increase? If you can also talk about Sumitomo's capabilities in the global e-mobility segment, and whatever you can share will be very helpful. Thank you.
Go ahead, Pankaj.
Thank you, Mr. Raghunandan. Well, we can't share the customers specifically, but yes, I mean, as we have mentioned, that these are orders for the passenger cars, which will be the EV cars. And we are there not just in the passenger cars, but in all other segments as well, which includes the two-wheelers or be it the buses or the trucks in India as well as globally. So that's how it is, and it is not just one car maker. That's all I can say just now. So it's more than one.
Pankaj sir, one more thing on DWH. DWH PPE or net fixed assets is around 156 crore in FY21. In comparison, standalone net assets was around 1,700 crore. From standalone business, less than 10% of assets is transferred to DWH. So does it mean that a majority portion of components is still supplied from standalone? Also, if you can give some color, what could be the size of gross block for DWH and CapEx requirements ahead for this entity?
So I would suggest that the finance team answer this. So Goba and Kunal, can you please take this?
Yeah, Raghu sir, Raghu this side. Happy New Year to you and the entire team on the call. As you are aware that when we had gone for approval seeking demerger and the merger reorganization plan, we had clearly stated that the land and building, which is where the facilities of wiring harness are housed, will stay with the wiring
Understood. So that would form, the reason for the lower share of transfer of assets. And just, sir, would you be in a, I mean, would it be possible to share what could be the size of gross block and generally what would be the range in which the CapEx requirements are there at DWH?
I mean, at an appropriate time, yes, we will be sharing that. And as you know, we have in the past also discussed this. that the more than 60-65% of the CapEx in India was going towards land and building, which is being kept for the existing facilities within MSSL. So as we move forward, we will share that information as well, the CapEx plan for each of the segment.
Thank you.
Overall, it will remain the same as what you have guided, which it doesn't really change so much. Gauba?
Yes, sir.
Overall, the CapEx, which we had guided earlier also, would remain the same. What will change dramatically or something?
Not really. We had guided for this year for 2,000 crores, so we should be in the similar range, 2,000 to 2,500 crores, excluding acquisitions. Because of the currency and some of those aspects, it may be in that range. And the CapEx in India has always been lower at 200 crores or less. And the larger part of the CapEx, as was the case, will go into land and building.
Yeah, thanks. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kataji. That's very helpful. So can you give some indication, my last question, can you give some indication of the regulatory process ahead? I mean, the 17th is the record date for demerger, and then the merger, and finally the listing is in March 2022. So does it mean that temporarily the shares would be not trading or suspended from exchange, and they would resume trading in March? I mean, is that the right understanding?
Kunal, can you take that, please?
Yeah, sure. So look, on 17th of March, the demerger will occur. For every one share in MSSL, one more share of MSWIL will be issued to the shareholders. And the ex price of MSSL would be available on 14th of January, when the actual ex date happens. Now, we understand from the exchange that the F&O side, the contracts will expire on the 13th. And NSE will come out with its new guidelines around it in a day or two, is what we understand. On the listing side, MSWIL will then require an IM to be submitted to the stock exchanges, which could anywhere lie between 30 to 60 days, and hence we are saying at the upper end, probably as soon as the stock exchange approves it, it's available for listing, which could happen anywhere between 30 to 60 days. SAML will merge on the 24th effective, and the price will continue. The shares will be issued to SAML shareholders on the 24th, but the stock will obviously be trading from 14th onwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Kunal. That was very helpful. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jay Kale from Elara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So just one question, if you can just throw some light on, how the value creation for the SAML shareholders of, the EPS accretion part that you've mentioned in your slides, in terms of around 5%, if you can just give some granularity on what has been considered for that calculation.
Kunal, can you take that, please?
Vaman, you want to start?
Yeah, I can take it and you can add. Yeah. Look, with the reorganization at SAML, level 49% of the SMRPBV comes into this new entity now, in what we're calling the new SAML. And also, you have to keep in mind that 33% of the domestic wiring harness business of MSWIL is also retained. So, in addition to the old SAML businesses which are coming into the new entity, where we talked about before, the automotive lighting, the precision metals, and also the non-automotive new verticals of aerospace, health, medical, IT services, and logistics, they all now come into the new entity of new SAML. So if you want to put this in perspective, if you take the H1
profit after tax of 455 crores, roughly about 90 crore is added from the 49% of SMRPPV coming in, and 60 crores was from the 33% stake in MS World. So the EPS accretion for SAMIL shareholders is roughly 5% for 12 months ending September 21. So this way, we believe the profit is higher by 5% after the increase in the share count. Overall, if you're just looking at the share of the minority shareholders across both the companies, SAMIL and MS World, this deal has added about roughly 200 crores in EBITDA attributed to the minority shareholding for the 12 months that ended in September 21. So, you know, this goes to show that there has been a ton of value that has been created for shareholders, whichever way you guys want to look at it. Now, please add if I've missed anything.
No, that was absolutely fine.
Thanks
for this. This is helpful.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ronak Sarda from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the new entity MSWS. On the wiring harness side, is there any clarity on the new line of management there? And also, will we have more financial information historically, you know, or more detailed financial information? Because we have the appraised financial information on the P&L side, but will there be more financial information shared?
I think definitely we will keep as much as we can offer to all our investors, and you can be rest assured on that. Motherson is a very transparent company, so we will maintain all the things that we have done in the past. Of course, there will be some things which have been first time will be made available to all of you. And from there, we will take a feedback. If you need more or you don't need more, then we can base it on that. But definitely, transparency is our biggest weapon in Motherson. So now, you want to add something there, Vaman?
We've just formulated these companies now. We will come back to you on the board management construct, etc., as we progress from here on, and come back to you with those structures as we move ahead. Some of the ethos of this we were anyway spoken about earlier, if you remember, around I think April, May, June last year, that we will finally construct a board where the independent directors between MSWIL and SAMIL are different. That we will certainly
right. ensure.
The rest of the board structure pretty much remains the same.
Sure. And that's it from that. Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My question pertains to friendly data points on what will be the gross block and net worth of SAMIL after the merger of the holding company.
Absolutely. I think, you know, all these things will be answered very soon once we get our auditors and everybody approval on that. But guys, can we give any color on this, or we have to wait? Kunal,
we have to wait for some time, because as you know, the transaction is just approved in the last week of December during the Christmas holidays. So we are in the process of doing a purchase price allocation. So you will have more information on this one soon. I mean, in terms of transparency, you have already have muscle balance sheet as well as SAMIL annual report in the public domain, and each quarter we have been giving more information, including on TWH. So, as you know, these are very long drawn. Now, accounting process has become far more complicated than it used to be earlier in merger accounting.
Right, right. Well, that's a fair point. Thanks. I'll follow back. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amin Pirani from JP Morgan Chase. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My question was actually on the way that you have actually reported the verticals on a consolidated basis, because historically we've seen your reporting being more on a legal entity basis. But this is a new way of, you know, looking at the company, which is actually quite interesting. So just wanted to get a sense, is this the way, you know, you would be reporting, and is this the way you want us to look at the businesses and the company going forward?
Very good question, and Vaman, Kunal, Mukaba, please.
Yeah, I can start with the team can add. Definitely, you know, this is a slight change, but I think we have to appreciate that, you know, we have quite large targets moving forward, and for that we will be doing multiple acquisitions. So constantly only going back by giving them entity-wise will not give you the biggest sight in the picture. We believe that the way they are driving the business with these verticals and these divisions becoming what is key should give you more insight into how Motherson is working. And surely we're open to hearing from you. There are any rumors and things that we can make. We can always consider that. But this is no different to how the rest of the global auto components are also showcasing the business. As we grow larger, it gets that much more difficult to go entity-wise. And I also appreciate as family comes together as one whole, definitely will also reduce the number of entities that are there. So this will, we believe, will give you the clearest picture on how business is going, and we're very open to getting feedback.
And look, if I may just add, if you were to look back, this is the first time when the entire group has been unified. And the fact is there are different pieces of capability that were developed in different parts of the group for a variety of different reasons that you are aware about. By putting it all together and now giving you a vertical view, we are able to tell you how we have added value in the different verticals. And that hopefully will give you a better appreciation of the way the businesses are being run in family, and for you to be able to see a continuous improvement along these verticals. Again, this was also, as Vaman put it, we would appreciate if you gathered any feedback around it. We'd be very happy to consider those. But the prime objective was to give you better color, better transparency on the direction of the business across these respective verticals.
Sure. No, this is a. I mean, I would agree. This is a very interesting way of looking at the division, because then you get to understand what you're doing globally in every division. My only thing is that I think it's not entity level. I think people will still want to know what's happening in the major countries. But I'm guessing that you will continue to give the country broad country breakup on a quarterly basis that you're doing for SMRPBV. Anyways, people will get a sense as to how India is growing and how Europe is growing on a high level.
Yeah, and I mean, it's there in the presentation as well, even the country breakup you have provided, which we do intend to continue as well.
Great.
I mean, do you have any follow-up questions?
That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for finally closing out the legal hurdles on the deal. A lot of effort has gone into this. So just one question, you have explained things very well. So the new presentation that you have shared is really encouraging and it is something very different way of looking at it. So the vertical breakup that you have given, if possible, please continue with that. And if possible, if you can share some historical data also on this, it would be helpful for us to understand various businesses in this particular way, the way you highlighted. That's one feedback, sir. So second question is just an accounting question. So when you give the SAML number that you have shared, the pro forma in wiring harness, say for example, H1 S22, which is like 10,754 crores. Now this includes 33% of MWSIL also?
Kunal?
Yes, the revenue numbers will include because it's for the group as a whole. The profit will obviously take out the minority interest.
Okay, so but it will only have 33%, right? It will not have the entire, correct? The wiring address, revenue and EBITDA number that you have said would have a proportionate share, right?
No, so in case you could refer to slide 20, which slide gives you a picture of what the aggregate is, which includes then 100% of MSWIL at the top, but then reduces it.
Okay. Okay.
To bring it back to the reported numbers.
Okay, so it's 100%. Right? Wiring harness revenue has 100% of of the DWS.
That's right. Because look, we are looking at it in one pie. I mean, when the business is being run, we are not looking at the legal structure to say, you know, this is 33% owned and that is 50% owned and 100% owned. It's being run as a business division, which does not take into cognizance the shareholding pattern that exists.
Okay. Okay. And all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chirag.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry. A follow-up on the earlier question. So DWH will be consolidated in SAML as a subsidiary or as an associate? I mean, will it be just the share of profit will be added or will it be line by line consolidation like a subsidiary?
Yeah, Jinesh, it will be on equity matter. It will be on equity matter, but as Kunal explained, when we are managing the wiring harness business, we are managing the full turnover. We are not there as an investor. So while from an accounting point of view, because of board composition or so many other factors, it may be accounted on an equity matter. But from a revenue point of view, the full revenues are being consolidated, including for Kimmel joint venture or the other joint venture. And then we have given the reconciliation to reported number by saying that these are the JVs which are consolidated on equity method. Those revenues are that much on slide 20.
Sure. So when you report going forward, it will be on equity method where share of profit only will be consolidated. Got it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. One is, could you tell us what the headcount of the standalone entity was before the demerger and what will be the headcount of DWH, I mean, you know, how many it would transfer into the DWH legal entity?
Does anybody have these numbers, Gaba, on the MS?
Sorry, Sorry, Joseph, we will get back to you because it will not be fair to just give a number. Sorry about that.
We just got.
No problem. And the second question that I had was, in the previous PPTs that you had shared, I remember seeing an EPS accretion number which was 8% or 9%, and here in this PPT, on a trailing 12-month basis, I think 5%. Any particular reason for which the accretion has come down? Is it because of fall in SMRBB profits in the last quarter? If you can attribute any reason.
George, those were for the quarter. This is for the LTM period. So there is a period difference between the two. And obviously, there has been a hit on account of, how the revenue streams have played out in the offshore businesses relative to the onshore businesses. So the operating leverage is obviously much different in different parts of the world.
Sure. So does it also mean that, in slide number 16, you highlighted that India accounted for 20% of revenues and 40% of PAT. So when those overseas businesses normalize, this 40% number will come down? I mean, it's a corollary.
Look, it's a moving piece. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. So we will only be looking at this to understand how our business is performing. What is amply clear is that 40% number at the bottom line, in my view, is not going to shift by more than 5-7% plus minus. The top line number can obviously undergo a humongous amount of change depending upon, how the revenue stream in the offshore businesses play out. There is a fair amount of bought out components that also exist on the offshore side. So those also start playing a role into it. So many variables, difficult to predict. What is clear is profit is what I can tell you, as well as the fact that India continues to be a very important market. It's the home market. It's where majority of the new SAML businesses have also popped in. And it's traditionally been our market of testing things out, learning and then growing from there on. That importance of India is not going away in our strategy.
Understood, Kunal. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chand Sehgal for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for all your questions. We hope we have been successful in trying to let you understand what the future is going to be like. I think with the separation of these two, or the start of these two companies from now, new chapter begins. We have been kind of held back because of all the, government regulations and things like that. But as soon as we come back to our normal listing, you will start to see that the best is yet to come. Wish you all the very best. Keep safe and keep healthy. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Madhusudan Sumi Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.